We turn to live coverage with Ken and John from Craig.
So we're back here at Craig High School Gymnasium, where Ken, I see that that was an excellent quarter for Payne. They scored 17 points that quarter.
And surprisingly, still
down by six.
Yeah. So they're still just right in. This is still going to be a fourth quarter to see what happens here, because they are very much in this ball game. Every time Craig gets any kind of breathing room, they come right back. And it's going to be fourth period is going to start with Craig possession as Bird inbounds to Owen, comes across half court, goes to the far side to Bird. And Bird to Owen, House on the floor for Scheidecker out. Bird's going to fire a three. It's no good off the back of the rim. House runs it down, pulls it in for the Panthers. Back up top to Owen. Owen over to Bird. Nothing doing there. Back up top to Owen. Over to Bird. Goes baseline. Lays it up and over. No good. Rebound. Thane with the putback. No good. Loose ball. Bears.
Ends up in the hands of Sundberg. He's double-teamed now. Finds help from Lynch. Brings the ball up. Over to Swinton on the wing. Back to Lynch at the top of the key. Dribbles. Picks up his dribble. Back to Swinton. Same spot. Swinton looking now. Passes off to Sundberg. Over to the near side to Lynch. Back to Lynch again. Lynch taking the three-point shot up. No good.
Rebound. Panthers. Thane comes up with it to Bird. Bird's going to dribble it across half court for the Panthers. Over to Owen on the far side. Nothing doing there. Turns around back up top to Bird. Bird to Owen. Owen goes baseline. Nothing there. Dahlstrom comes out to help. Drives the paint. Goes inside. Dishes to intended for Thane. Knocked out of bounds off the Bears. But they.
Sundberg.
Then it should be Panther ball.
Must have grazed a Craig player on the way out.
So that's a break for the Bears right there, because that should be Panther ball.
And Green inbounds to Sundberg. Quickly back into Kyle Klinger, who's back in the game, as Craig commits the foul.
That foul's going to be on the Panthers. Number 22, Thane. 23, Thane. His second. Actually, no, that's on
Dahlstrom. Sundberg dribbles in, finds Swinton, behind the three-point line. He dribbles in, now looking to drive. Pass that up, no good.
And jump ball called as House and
scramble the three players reaching for the ball there.
Possession will go to the Glacier Bears. 6:32 remaining in the game here. 33-27, nobody scoring yet.
As Stearns checks in for Swinton. And again, Green will inbound. Got Sundberg right in front of him. Sundberg breaks off now. Off, got the ball. Dribbles up toward the top of the key. Finds Lynch. Lynch taking a few steps back, looking to pass. Finds Sundberg. Picks up his dribble now. Off to Stearns. Looking inside. They give it to Klinger. Over to Sundberg. Back to Stearns now. Back around the top of the key. Inside to Klinger, who's got an open look at the basket, up no good. Rebounded by Thane of
Thane and the Panthers across half court. Over to Bird. Bird to House on the near side. They go low to Thane. Thane underneath. Dishes to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom in good shape. Lays it up and in for two. Makes it 35-27, 5:50.
So Haynes again bringing the ball up. Sundberg with the ball. Trying to get across the 10-second line to Stearns. Takes the
rebound.
Shot, no good.
And the Panthers, Owen hustles across half court to the corner. Fires a 10-footer up and in for two.
37-27. Craig's up a 10-point lead now. The ball gets moved down court to Stearns. On the ball on the wing, he finds Sundberg.
Loses a handle on it. House comes up with it. Passes it to the Bears.
Taken away by Lynch.
Whoa.
Over to Green.
And a charge.
Who puts the shoulder right into Owen, knocks Owen down. And Green gets called for the offensive foul.
And it'll be Panther ball. Owen will inbound this for the Panthers. Full court press on in the backcourt by the Glacier Bears to Bird. Bird's going to run her across half court. Dishes to Thane. Thane's shot's up and no good, but he's going to get fouled and go to the line.
Thane gets bailed out a little bit. He has off-balance shot there as they assist the foul to Green, his fourth foul of the game.
And that'll be the Glacier Bears' 16th foul of the half. Thain, second appearance at the free throw line for the Panthers. He's 1 for 2.
And Lynch limps back to his bench to get direction from his coach.
Misses that first one. He'll get a second attempt now. 5:10 to play. 37-27. Panthers up by 10 over the Glacier Bears. Thain's second shot attempt is going to bounce in.
And Sundberg, again bringing the ball up, finds Green, back to Sundberg, up ahead now to Lynch, who loses the handle on the ball, can't catch the pass, a little bit overhead and beyond him, and
a little too deep.
Got a finger on it, that was about it, so Craig will earn possession as Green goes to the bench.
Panthers inbounds this. Owen, full court press on, almost taken away by Sundberg. Dahlstrom's going to dribble across half court over on the far side and kick it out to Owen. Owen's going to fire a three. No good. Rebound, Glacier Bears. Owen intercepts that pass intended up court. Dahlstrom to the hoop. Dishes to Thain at the end. And out of bounds off the Glacier Bears, it'll be Panther ball. And with 4:47 remaining to play, 38-28, Panthers up by 11. Owen will inbounds underneath the Panther basket.
Haynes still in a 2-3 zone, as they've been all game.
To House, to Bird. Bird from the far side brings it around up top. Takes about a three, goes to House on the near side. Back to Bird, over to Owen on the far side. They go inside to Thain underneath, dish to Dahlstrom. Loses a handle on it. Bears come up with it.
Kyle Klinger recovers the ball, gets it off to Sundberg. Dribbles up court, ahead of most of the Craig players. Finds Josh Stern.
Nails it.
Takes a shot fake and puts the ball on the floor and gets the bucket.
38-29. Panthers still up 4:21. House goes up strong. No good. Shots rebounded by the Bears. Gets taken away by Thain. Thain's put back. No good.
Ringer recovers the rebound as Haynes moves the ball quickly up court. As Sage gets the ball at the basket, makes the easy layup.
Cuts the lead down to 7, 38-31. Bears coming back with 4 minutes to play. Bird comes across half court for the Panthers and a timeout called by Craig.
Haynes exercises a little bit of a rally here.
With 3:56 remaining to play in the ballgame, 38-31 the score. So yet again, Panthers trying to extend the lead, and in so doing, the Glacier Bears just cut it right back down.
They did. Yes, they did. Again, as they've done all night, Haynes Glacier Bears, they get back up court ahead of the Craig defense and get some good looks and capitalize on this last couple of possessions as Phil and Coach Brittenham encouraging his team, clapping them in, got them set down, and calling up the next play.
Both teams sporting 6 team fouls each here halfway through the fourth period with 3:56 remaining to play on the clock. And just want to remind you, after this game, don't turn down the radio station dial, because we'll be bringing you girls varsity game right after this. It's going to be a late night here as everybody just getting in off the ferry here. So stay tuned to KHNS for the girls basketball game next as Panthers will inbounds this. Owen to Bird. Bird cross half court to the top of the key. Back to Owen. They go inside to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom tries to go to Scheidecker, but they miscommunicate. The ball goes out of bounds and a break for the Glacier Bears.
As Green or Lynch will inbound the ball now, looking for Sundberg, finds him. Sundberg takes the pass, now dribbling the court, facing a little pressure. And Craig, about to face the double team, picks up his dribble, finds Klinger at midcourt. Klinger passes off to Stearns, takes a couple
bank shot up in there.
For the basket, up and good.
38-33, 5-point lead for the Panthers. Bird across half court. Over to Owen. Owen goes inside to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom's jumper is short, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts the ball on the floor, loses it. Kean Bird picks it up for the Panthers to keep it. They dish it to Owen. Owen back up top. Dribbles near side, goes back up top to Dahlstrom. To Owen, down low to Thain. Goes inside. Scheidecker back on the floor for the Panthers. Over to Bird. To Owen. Owen's going to drive inside. He goes up strong. Gets denied. Out of bounds. Off the Bears.
Kyle Klinger is there to reject the shot. As Owen is just a few feet from the basket.
And it'll be Panther ball with 3 minutes remaining. goes to Bird. Bird's going to fire the three. Oh, he nails it and gets fouled. Whew. Nice shot by Bird.
Fouled by Lynch on the play.
Wow. He had to go way up high over everybody, so that ball traveled up as much as it traveled across. Nailed it and goes to the free throw line. His second appearance at the line. He's 2 for 2. And he nails it. Makes it a 4-point play. 42-33. 11-point lead for the Panthers. 2:57.
Sundberg quick at the clinger. Clinger across court to Lynch. Lynch looking to pass
it. Takes it away at the last minute. They go up top to Thane. Thane all alone out front. Goes up strong. Lays it up and in for two. And the foul. Nice take to the hoop by Thane. And that'll send Thane to the line.
As Lynch picks up his third foul.
In an attempt for a 3-point play here after a 4-point play.
Lynch. Thane fell right on top of him after the foul, and Lynch ended up on the floor again.
And this shot is no good. Rebound, Glacier Bears.
Strong rebound by Klinger after the missed shot. Quickly up court. Nice pass
taken away by Dahlstrom and then hacked by the Glacier Bears.
As Sage tried to find Lynch driving to the basket, but Craig knocked it away.
It's quickly going to be the ninth team foul on the Glacier Bears. We're going to walk the court.
And they assess the foul on Josh Stearns is first.
Glacier Bears are going to call a full timeout. We'll send it back to KHNS and Haynes for a 60-second timeout. Back here, 2:40 remaining in this ball game. Craig Panthers 44, Haynes Glacier Bears 33. So Panthers trying to put a little more distance between them here with a successful 4-point and then a 2-point play. Now Dahlstrom's at the line trying to make it a 3-point play here, and his shot is good. Actually, that's his first of two shots. Makes it 45-33. He'll get a second attempt now. And that shot's no good. Rebound, Glacier Bears. And that ball gets tipped out of bounds by Owen.
Hudson Sage trying to find Sundberg. But Haynes will retain possession of the ball as Lynch inbound to Sundberg. Crossing the line back to Lynch. Lynch double team and gets the ball off to Sundberg. Dribbles off his leg and out of bounds. Craig will recover.
It was some pretty good pressure, defensive pressure on him by Bird and the Panthers. And the inbounds out to Owen. Comes across half court from the near side. Keeps his dribble. Looking for an outlet over to Bird up top. I think Panthers going to be in a bit of a stall mode here if they don't guard him. And they do. Bird's going to go inside and get hacked. That foul's going to be on the Glacier
Lynch,
Bears.
Lynch, number four. Got a lot of ball in that contact, but enough body to merit the foul call as Swinton checks back in.
That is going to be the...
Nope.
That's going to be the 10th team foul for the Glacier Bears. So Panthers in the double bonus now for the remainder of the game. 2:11 on the play clock here. 45-33, Panthers up. Bird's shot is in. They get a second one.
So now Lynch will take a seat. Be replaced by Swinton. Dylan Swinton, who checks in and takes his position outside the key.
Bird's second attempt is away and no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Glacier Bears.
As Sunburn brings the ball quickly up court, knocked away by Owen.
Saved.
Keeps the ball inbound, amazingly enough.
Bird picks it up for the Panthers. That was a lot of hustle there to Owen. Owen holding the ball, nobody guarding him. Minute 54, he's just going to dribble. Now they come and pressure him to Bird. Bird over to Owen. Owen goes inside over to Dahlstrom from the three. From the three, he nails it. And going to make it 49-33 with a minute 38 to play.
Sunbird gets the ball back. Loose ball knocked away. Again,
out of bounds.
Of course, to Sage was knocked out by Scheidecker, so Haynes will retain possession, inbound the ball near their own bench.
Bears really trying to force the ball now, and Panthers are trying to take advantage of it.
Yep.
This ball will remain with the Glacier Bears.
Sunbird receives the ball, takes the three-point shot up, and good.
Golden. Got a nice shot there.
It was.
49-36, Glacier Bears trailing with a minute 21. Bird across half court to Thane. Thane to Owen. Owen just looking to burn time off that clock. Over to Thane. Down low to Dahlstrom. Back over to Owen. Owen from the three. No good. Rebound, Glacier Bears.
As Kyle Klinger gets the ball, finds Swinton to bring the ball up court. Double team now over to Sunbird. Sunbird to
Tip.
Stearns, no good.
Rebound, Panthers. Owen pulls it in, and he's going to slowly walk it up the court with 49 seconds remaining. Passes it up to Scheidecker. Scheidecker back to Owen. Owen back to Scheidecker. Just trying to burn that clock up over to Bird. Bird to Owen, cross court to Thane. Down low to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom's going to fire, nails it just inside the three. They give him the three. That's two in a row for Dahlstrom, 52-36.
Sunberg with doing duty for the Glacier Bears. Ball up court, finds Stearns, drives the ball in, up no good.
Rebound,
the rim.
Panthers to Owen. Owen, 14 seconds on the clock. He's going to walk it up, greeted by Sunberg. Cross half court now. And a foul called on the Glacier Bears here. Stops the clock with 7.9 seconds remaining in the ballgame, 52-36.
Swinton assists with his fourth foul.
And that'll send Owen to the free throw line to shoot two. Second trip to the free throw line for Owen. He's one for two. This one's good. Makes it 53-36, Panthers. And, you know, looking at the score, John, the score really doesn't tell the whole story here. This has been a much closer game than, you know, how it's finishing out here.
That's quite true, yeah. The Panthers have been able to score a number of unanswered baskets here in the fourth quarter.
Second shot, no good. Rebound, Glacier Bears.
That's Swinton bringing the ball up. 2 or 3 seconds left. Long shot from three-point area, no good. And that's the game.
This one's going to go down as Craig Panthers 53, Haynes Glacier Bears 36 in a fourth quarter flurry of baskets for the Panthers. And Panthers finally finding their groove and finding that basket. I think their shooting percentage went way up in the fourth period. And the Glacier Bears going to finish up strong. Excellent effort. I mean, these Glacier Bears did not back down a bit.
No, and played hard on the floor a lot. Both teams playing physically, but too many turnovers best against the Haynes Glacier Bears. So I'm sure we'll see a fundamental game tomorrow when Haynes had a chance to rest up from the long trip.
Right. So the boys are slapping hands, congratulating each other. And we got 20 minutes on the warm-up clock for the girls' game. We're going to turn it back to KHNS in Haynes. And we'll be back with girls' varsity basketball in 20 minutes.